You're listening to Patient Doctor Privilege by David A. Fulton, narrated by David A. Fulton. A note from me. What are you getting into? I didn't start the process of writing a book with the intent of releasing it to the public. This is important to note because whilst listening, you will be exposed to some of my most profound, innocent, self-indulgent, plagiarized, and frankly absurd and disturbing internal dialogue. I have faced little resistance throughout the process and found it important to talk to myself and express my past in my own way. I have been the reflector, the experiencer, the one with the problems, and ultimately I am the one justifying my actions to myself. This may be off-putting to some, but the alternative would be a highly filtered, dishonest, boiled down and vacuous tale, or somewhere in between. But where's the fun in that? Whilst listening, there may be times where you question my direction. However, this was a process, much like sitting down with a counsellor, psychologist, or other professional. There is, however, a timeline I adhere to that, from my limited perspective, is a debilitating period for most. If this audiobook finds its way to you, and you do not know me, please keep in mind this is a form of expression. Hence, it is impossible to encapsulate all of my subtleties that some people may revere or alternatively find abhorrent. I am flawed in many respects, but to whom am I strong enough to expose my soul and watch my flame be potentially extinguished? Hi, I'm David Andrew Fulton, and welcome to my Patient Doctor Privilege. Preface. This is a story about mental illness, specifically my experience with it. Whilst writing this book, I couldn't deny this aching feeling that we deal with mental illness in the wrong way. As a product of the psychiatric system, I'm a testament to that. It hasn't done wonders for me, and I don't think I'm alone in saying that. I honestly wish I was Will Hunting, and Robin Williams was my counsellor. I wish I had built an amazing relationship with a counsellor that reached a point where I broke down crying and he tells me it's not my fault. However, even that didn't give Will, the young savant, a whole new perspective on life, allowing him to be successful and happy. It finishes with him driving into the distance to see if his girl still loves him. So yeah, nothing's perfect, and we all know that. But who am I to kick up dirt at the whole psychiatric system? I'm just another person, and that's the point. I've seen more professionals than I can count, and a few were good ones, but at the end of the day, they are just people. They have their own shitty problems, and they try their best. What more could you want? Well, an alternative to start with. And no, I'm not talking about alternative medicine and aligning your overactive chakra. Is there no viable alternative to someone losing their shit and locking them up in a psych ward? Clearly something is wrong, but chalking it up to a chemical imbalance just doesn't cut it with me. Furthermore, treating mental illness with medication we really don't understand only further highlights how we are shooting in the dark. I can hear the critics' replies now, stating that medication and treatment are based on science and the scientific process. Well, sure. And so is particle physics. Science is great, don't get me wrong, but surely at some point there is a limit to how much it can impact the human experience. While my day-to-day life is possible largely due to the discoveries science has made, what use is it in regards to things that are essentially social issues? Philosophy is so out of tune with science. Philosophy can make or break a society, and so can a nuclear bomb. But let's not go there. In writing this book, I hope to expose and share my personal goal to someday reach a point where I can climb the identity mountain and just sit there at the top and enjoy the view, rather than falling and having to rebuild myself like I've done so many times before. Chapter 1. You're fucking boring me. In 1200 AD, it was the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?